Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, let's get back into the House vote situation. The fifth vote is about to take place, and McCarthy's going for the golden sombrero, ladies and gentlemen. He's going for the... Oh, I'm sorry, the platinum sombrero. He's already got the golden sombrero. He's going for the platinum sombrero. 0-5. A mythical accomplishment. McCarthy's going for it, and unless he has about 10 Democrats willing to vote for him, then he's not going to get it. You know, I got to say, I don't know what to attribute this to, other than a lot of these politicians, and we'll include the mainstream media in here as well, they're really dumb people. Like, just really dumb. How can Kevin McCarthy be so stupid? Again, I'm not even trying to be insulting towards the guy here. I don't really know him like that. I don't support him for House Speaker because I don't trust him as a politician. And I don't see anything positive that will come from him as a Speaker. But I sat on my couch at home on Monday night and did a live stream on Getter. And I said, there's no way Kevin McCarthy has the votes unless a bold Democrat votes for him, or perhaps somebody that has a squad decides to vote for him. I knew that from my couch in Austin, Texas on Monday night. How the hell did Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans not know that? Are they that stupid, or are they that, what do you even call it, to just go into this futile vote four different times knowing you don't have the votes? I mean, do you just call it insane? Is it just arrogance? Is it entitlement? Stunning stuff. Now, I suspect that there were already talks last night between McCarthy and the Republican establishment, swamp creatures, and the Democrats. I suspect that went down last night. I'd be stunned if the Democrats do vote for McCarthy. However, just as it was a bold act of political brilliance from Matt Gaetz that has put us in this situation, it would be a bold act of political brilliance. The only one I could see pulling this off would be AOC, and then getting the squad to join her to vote for McCarthy, to push him over the edge, to have a little leverage on him, and to just throw even a bigger wrench into the Republican Party. That would be a bold act of political brilliance, and I think the only one that could pull it off would be AOC. But if she hasn't done it to this point, I don't think she's going to do it. So if we are about to witness the platinum sombrero, and if that's how this goes down, this is even more pathetic than we can even imagine. I mean, how futile is this? Talk about the definition of insanity. You're witnessing it. McCarthy never had the votes. We learned it in real time. He went 0-1. Nothing changed. He still didn't have the votes. They voted again. He was 0-2. Nothing changed. He still didn't have the votes. He lost votes in the third round. He was 0-3. So then they said, okay, this isn't going to work. He thought, maybe we'll see something rational tomorrow. They show up again today. He still doesn't have the votes. Nothing changed. He goes 0-4. And now we're getting ready and lined up for a fifth round of voting. And are we really now this insane? Is the political process now this futile? Which I don't really mind, actually. Shut the whole government down as far as I'm concerned. Stole this government out of existence as far as I care. But are we really about to watch this exact same thing happen a fifth time? Like, what is this? This is the definition of the swamp. This is the definition of the establishment. Just trying to force their way. Just trying to force it down our throats. Just trying to battering ram this tyranny home. Trying to battering ram the uniparty home. Trying to battering ram the top down donors, establishment, legacy, class. Elite class deciding what we want, deciding our future, deciding our policies, deciding our politics, that they just sit here, even after taking loss after loss after loss, they just say, no, we will get it. How many times are we going to see this? So we're about to see a fifth time, six times, seven times, eight times, 10 times, 20 times? This is, I love this. To me, this is the establishment just taking loss after loss after loss after loss.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. We make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose, punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top, but right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, we're going to be monitoring the fifth vote for Speaker of the House, but I have to cover this other news in the interim. And that's the Twitter files that dropped yesterday. So what I'm going to do here is I'm just going to read directly from the latest Twitter files thread from Matt Taibbi, and then the crew is just going to be following along on the screen, opening all the links, all the documents, and everything else. But this is a long one, so bear with me here, but this is important. The latest Twitter files, the thread from Matt Taibbi on Twitter. How Twitter let the intelligence community in. In August 2017, when Facebook decided to suspend 300 accounts with suspected Russian origin, Twitter wasn't worried. Its leaders were sure they didn't have a Russian problem. We didn't see a big correlation, no larger patterns. Facebook may take action on hundreds of accounts, and we may take action on about 25. Keep the focus on Facebook. Twitter was so sure they had no Russia problem, executives agreed the best PR strategy was to say nothing on record and quietly hurl reporters at Facebook. Twitter is not the focus of inquiry into Russian election meddling right now. The spotlight is on Facebook, wrote public policy vice president of Twitter, Colin Crowell. In September 2017, after a cursory review, Twitter informed the Senate it suspended 22 possible Russian accounts and 179 others with possible links to those accounts amid a larger set of roughly 2,700 suspects manually examined. Receiving these meager results, a furious Senator Mark Warner of Virginia, a ranking Democrat on the Intelligence Committee, held an immediate press conference to denounce Twitter's report as frankly inadequate on every level. Irony, mused Crowell the day after Warner's presser, after receiving an e-circular from Warner's re-election campaign, asking for $5 or whatever you can spare, LOL, replied General Counsel Sean Edgett. Keep producing material. After meeting with congressional leaders, Crowell wrote, Warner has political incentive to keep this issue at the top of the news, maintain pressure on us and the rest of the industry to keep producing material for them. So even at this time in 2017, they knew the Democrats were trying to use Twitter as a political weapon against their opposition. In steps Hillary Clinton. Taking their cues from Hillary Clinton, Crowell added Dems were taking cues from Hillary, who that week said, it's time for Twitter to stop dragging its heels and live up to the fact that its platform is being used as a tool for cyber warfare. In growing anxiety over its PR problems, Twitter formed a Russia task force to proactively self-investigate. And so quickly, let me just monologue here to get us a little context. So Twitter's executives at the time were not falling for the Democrat propaganda, and they didn't want to be a part of it, and they actually investigated the claims the Democrats were making and said there's nothing here. So the Democrats came back and said, we're not happy with your report. Now we're going to have a strategy to make you look bad in front of the public, and we're going to put out a bunch of hit pieces on you doing the bidding for the Russians. And so now Twitter felt they had to respond because of that bad PR. We pick it back up with the forming of the Russia Task Force. The Russia Task Force started mainly with data shared from counterparts at Facebook centered around accounts supposedly tied to Russia's Internet Research Agency. But the search for Russian perfidy was a dud. October 13th, 2017. No evidence of a coordinated approach. All of the accounts found seem to be lone wolf type activity. Different timing, spend targeting under 10,000 in ad spends. October 18, 2017, the next day, first round of RU investigation, 15, Russia investigation, 15 high-risk accounts, three of which have connections with Russia, although two are RT, the Russian news agency. October 20th, 2017, built a new version of the model that is lower precision but higher recall, which allows to catch more items. We aren't seeing substantially more suspicious accounts. We expect to find about 20 with a small amount of spend. So again, this is the Democrats saying, Russia, 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 censor the internet for us. It's all Russians. Twitter goes in and looks at it, doesn't find anything the Democrats or the intelligence community is claiming and says there's nothing we can do here. Here's 20 accounts we found. The Democrats, the intelligence community continues to get more angry. October 23rd, 2017. Finished the investigation. 2,500 full manual account reviews. We think this is exhaustive. 32 suspicious accounts, and only 17 of those are connected with Russia. Only two of those have significant spend, one of which is Russia Today, remaining at under 10,000 to spend. Twitter's search finding only two significant accounts, one of which is Russia Today, was based on the same data that later inspired panic headlines like Russia influence reached 126 million through Facebook alone. So they didn't get the results they wanted in the pressure they were putting on Twitter. So then they just took the results they wanted and wrote headlines going for the result that they wanted. So they didn't get the result they wanted, but then they wrote the stories pretending like they got the result they wanted. The failure of the Russia task force to produce material worsened the company's PR crisis. In the weeks after Warner Presser, a torrent of stories sourced to the Intel Committee poured into the news, an example being Politico's October 13th, Twitter deleted data potentially crucial to Russia reports. So again, here's the Democrats working with the media to attack Twitter because Twitter won't do their bidding in 2017. Which I got to say is really amazing even here to me now, because this is what InfoWars was reporting at the time. And my crew will remember, and people that listen to the War Room will remember, I was saying at the time, I was like, and Jack Dorsey has come out and said stuff since. I said, look, Jack Dorsey doesn't want to be a part of this. I'm not sitting here telling you he's a good guy or not a liberal. I'm just saying Twitter is not putting up with this stuff. They're not doing the bidding of the Democrat Party. So the Democrats and the intelligence community continued to attack Twitter until they did what they wanted them to do, and eventually Dorsey stepped down. But let's get back to the story. Were Twitter a contractor for the FSB, they could not have built a more effective disinformation platform. John Hopkins professor and Intel Committee expert Thomas Ridd told Politico. So here comes the pressure. As Congress threatened costly legislation and Twitter was the subject to more bad press fueled by the committees, the company changed its tune about the smallness of its Russia problem. There's the pressure applied, getting the desired result. From another email we go. Hi, guys. Just passing along for awareness the write-up here from the Washington Post today on potential legislation or new FEC regulations that may affect our political advertising, wrote Crawl. So the Democrats and the committee said, we're going to make laws and legislations and rulings that's going to cripple you and that is going to bankrupt you. Do you still not want to do our bidding? In Washington, weeks after the first briefing, Twitter leaders were told by Senate staff that Senator Warner feels like tech industry was in denial for months, added an Intel staffer, big interest in Politico article about deleted accounts. Twitter pledged to work with them on their desire to legislate. In other words, the threats worked. Knowing that our ads policies and product changes are an effort to anticipate congressional oversight, I wanted to share some relevant highlights of the legislation Senators Warner, Klobuchar, and McCain will be introducing, wrote Policy Director Carlos Monge soon after. Wow, talk about, I mean, what do you even call that? Bribery, blackmail, racketeering, gangsterism? It's the Democrats. It's the intelligence communities and the committees. The committees appear to have leaked even as Twitter prepared to change its ad policy and remove RT and Sputnik to placate Washington. Congress turned the heat up more, apparently leaking the larger base list of 2,700 accounts and saying, why didn't Twitter ban these? We demanded they would. Reporters from all over started to call Twitter about Russia links. BuzzFeed, working with the University of Sheffield, claimed to find a new network on Twitter that had close connections to Russian link bot accounts. You may remember all this fake news coming out. It will just embolden them. Now, I've almost finished it. There's a couple more left, but we've gotten most of the point. So do you see how corrupt that is? This is not only a First Amendment violation. This is racketeering. This is election interference and meddling and rigging. And we're not even talking about the Hunter Biden story yet. This is just post-Trump election, everything the Democrats and their friends in the intelligence communities were doing to censor your...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Speaker of the House. I can't believe they're going to do it, but they're going to do it, and McCarthy is probably about to get the rare platinum sombrero. He's already got the golden sombrero. He's already 0 for 4. They're really going to go 0 for 5 today, aren't they? They're really going to do this. So how many is it going to take? 6? 7? 8? How many times does McCarthy have to fail before he says, okay, it's time for me to throw in the white towel? Or is he so entitled and arrogant that, I mean, how many is it going to take? Seriously. Now, Matt Gaetz just sent this zinger out. Statement from Matt Gaetz just moments ago. Another day, another lie from Kevin McCarthy. Just weeks ago, Kevin McCarthy promised me and the entire House Republican caucus that he wouldn't seek Democrat votes to secure the speakership. In fact, his people said it was a doomsday scenario if this were to happen. So I guess that means for Kevin McCarthy, it's a doomsday scenario now. And I guess it's for the Republican establishment, the GOP donor class, the conservative ink, the neocons, the military-industrial complex. I guess this is their doomsday moment because they now have reached across the aisle to beg for votes from Democrats. And again, I will tell you what I've been saying since Monday night. The only hope that McCarthy has to get votes from the Democrats is if somehow AOC has the same spark of political brilliance that Matt Gaetz had to stand up against the swamp. That she would give the Republican swamp the victory it wants by going for McCarthy, then throwing an even bigger wrench into the Republican Party moving forward with a voter base and a movement that doesn't like or want McCarthy, but then there he is stabbing us in the back with all the holdouts. But I still don't suspect that to happen. And where it stands right now, McCarthy is going to go 0-for-5 and get the platinum sombrero. So unless AOC, which I think would be an act of political brilliance in a different way from what Matt Gaetz has done, but in a similar fashion, but she'd have to convince the squad to go along with her. And I don't think they really like McCarthy either. So plus they move in unison. It's a cult. So I think they're going to just keep voting Jeffries every time to 200 or 202 or whatever it is. But where it stands right now, should we do it? I mean, we just caught a little teaser there. I don't know. Oh, that's looking good. Now I know why he wanted the platinum sombrero. We thought the golden sombrero looked good on Kevin McCarthy. Well, he's trying on for size the platinum sombrero right now, and it looks good. Yeah, you know, the golden sombrero, it's just, that's not his look. I don't think the golden sombrero is really working for Kevin McCarthy, so he needs to trade that in for the platinum sombrero. I suspect that that is going to be the case in about 10 minutes. Actually, it's already over. It's done. He didn't get it. It's over. It's the platinum sombrero. This is too good. And he looks good with it. Dang, he looks good. Kevin McCarthy, congratulations. The golden sombrero, it just wasn't really your look, Kevin. But the platinum sombrero, you're looking good on that. That, hey, the platinum sombrero, that's Kevin McCarthy's look. Congratulations, Kevin McCarthy. You have done it. The platinum sombrero, 0 for 5. Now, I don't think we have a thing for 0 for 6. I don't know if there is an 0 for 6. I don't think, I mean, we've got a couple guys that played ball in college here. I've never heard of the 0 for 6 sombrero. I don't think there is such a thing. So, are we about to have the 0 for 6, six strikeouts in a game? What is that? The ruby sombrero? The emerald sombrero? The lithium sombrero? I mean, I think platinum is still the most expensive precious metal. I don't know. What comes after the platinum sombrero, and will Kevin McCarthy go for it? Why wouldn't he? He's come this far. He went for five. He struck out 5 times. That's like going up to bat with a hole in your bat. Kevin McCarthy digs in for the 5th time tonight, and he has a hole in his bat. That's odd. I've never seen that. There's a baseball-sized hole on the barrel of the bat. Congratulations to Kevin McCarthy. You are the official winner of the Platinum Sombrero. Why'd you guys turn the music off? We were celebrating here. What are you doing back there? We're celebrating. This is Kevin McCarthy's moment. This is the moment Kevin McCarthy always wanted. See, there's a little confusion. You thought Kevin McCarthy wanted to be Speaker of the House. No, Kevin McCarthy wanted to wear the Platinum Sombrero. Yeah. Yes. 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 It's beautiful. So if it's a 6th time, it is even a sombrero. It's a horn? What are you saying? We're looking into this, folks. We're looking into this. Okay. He's going to wear the horn. He's going to wear the horn when it's all said and done. Or he's going to, you know, Frank Luntz is going to give him the horn. Okay. This is just ridiculous at this point. Kevin McCarthy, you have embarrassed yourself, but that's fine. You decided that that's what you would do for the establishment. You decided that's what you would do for the donor class. That was your decision. And so now you wear the platinum sombrero. At this point, I mean, really, man, are you really going to go for the horn? I don't think that one goes on the head, okay? I think Frank Luntz may be putting the horn there. Jeez, man. Well, this is beautiful. This is great. And so we see where it goes from here. Oh, and just wait. Oh, I can't even wait. If McCarthy fails again for the 2nd straight day, you just wait till tonight. I mean, you wait till Fox News tonight. You wait till all the conservative establishment tonight. You wait for the donor class tonight. You wait for the D.C. politicos tonight. This is going to be brilliant. Even the Democrats are probably going to try to tell you how bad this is. That's how you know it's great. That is how you know this is a victory. I want Mexican mariachi going out to break, guys. We're celebrating the moment here. We are celebrating this moment for Kevin McCarthy. He wanted to be Speaker of the House. Instead, he goes 0-4-5 and wears the platinum sombrero. Will he go for the horn? Will he go for the horn and go 0-6? It'd be stunning. It'd be shocking. But he's so committed, he just might do it. He loves the establishment that much. He's willing to put his entire reputation on the line for the donor class. But this is great. This is actually the people getting what they want. This is amazing. We're actually getting what we want, guys. Thanks to Matt Gaetz and others, we don't want McCarthy. Thank you. Yes, this is a victory. 0-5, McCarthy.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalist. And I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is, we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more. Or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
800-503-8625. Este amor apasionado.
This is a truly amazing accomplishment for Kevin McCarthy. No, he's not Speaker of the House, but he does now wear the platinum sombrero. 0 for 5 with 5 strikeouts. Now, folks, this is just incredible. It's already happening. We have a new swamp creature, by the way. Brian Lawler is his name, Republican from New York, who's spent the last 3 days stumping for McCarthy on Fox News, and it's the same hemming and hawing. Oh, this is so bad what they're doing. Oh, this is crushing conservatives. This is crushing the Republican Party. This is so great for Joe Biden. You guys have done nothing for us. Okay? We gave you everything with Donald Trump in 2016, and you did nothing for us. So this whole notion of, like, you have any kind of leverage over us, or any kind of leverage over Matt Gaetz and the Freedom Caucus, you still don't get it, do you? We've broken from your lies. We've broken from your deception. We've broken from the uniparty. We've broken from the establishment, top down, dictating to the people how things are going to go. And we're not looking back. Like, we're done. It's like the girlfriend that's moved on and is maybe even married now, and you still think there's a chance. It's over. The ex-girlfriend is now married with 7 kids, okay? Like, it's done. We're done with you. But folks, he's going on there. They're going to go again. They're going for round number 6, folks. And Lawler is going on as the voice box for the McCarthyites and is saying they're going to have the votes in round 6. This is hilarious. Yeah, and I'm going to wake up tomorrow and be 7 foot tall, and I'm going to go play in the NBA, too. By the way, Lauren Boebert went out there and said it's time for Donald Trump to tell Kevin McCarthy to get the hell out of the way. Man, and Trump's smartest move right now would be to do just that. And he doesn't even have to say Lauren Boebert's name if he doesn't want to act like he's responding to Lauren Boebert for political reasons, whatever. That's fine. But look, Donald Trump, I'm telling you right now, if this message gets to you, you are reeling politically right now. You are reeling. You are talking to one of your biggest supporters. In fact, let's just be perfectly honest. There's very few people that have done as much as me for Donald Trump. Very few. I created an entire genre of content on the internet of going out and stumping the Trump protesters on the streets. I got arrested 3 different times and am still going through multiple legal cases for my public support of Donald Trump. I stood up to the Democrats and told them what they were doing to Donald Trump was treasonous. Not many people have that rap sheet. So you know what? I got a little more skin in the game than most of these people on TV and inside Conservative Inc. So, you know, Trump, you might want to start listening to the people that put their skin in the game and put their neck out there and continue to be right on all the issues. So if you don't want to have any political connection to Lauren Boebert, that's fine. But you better realize you're reeling right now politically and you're losing your base with Kevin McCarthy. You can still save face right now. But you better come out and say it's time for McCarthy to move on. The platinum sombrero is enough. It's time to move on. And if you continue to support McCarthy, you're going to continue to lose support. That's just the facts. And in case you haven't noticed, and this is going to hurt you, I got a big ego too. I get it. This is going to hurt you. But in case you haven't noticed, this America First, Great Awakening, Great Renaissance, whatever you want to call it, it's bigger than you and it's ready to move on from you. We don't want to move on from you. We like you. We want you at the head of the ship. But if you're going to continue to stump for McCarthy when none of your voters want him, we will move on. I've supported Donald Trump. I've said I supported his third run that he's already announced. I've said why. But I'm just speaking from the objective facts of the matter as I see them. Trump is reeling politically. He's losing his base. His base is ready to move on. And his approach towards this Kevin McCarthy speakership is only hurting him. So, McCarthy wears the platinum sombrero. Now, we've had some debates because we figured this out just because we're going to get ready for this. He's about to go 0-for-6 with 6 strikeouts. I believe we're going to see that in the next hour. So the reason why I was called a horn, these are all baseball references we're using here. A horn refers to a player striking out 6 times in a game. The term was coined by pitcher Mike Flanagan after a teammate Sam Horn of the Baltimore Orioles accomplished this feat in an extra inning game in 1991. So we could actually just call this the McCarthy now. We could just say going 0-for-6 with 6 strikeouts is the McCarthy, and that might be better. But alternative names for this accomplishment have been considered the titanium sombrero or the double platinum sombrero. Now, we're thinking about going with the double platinum sombrero because we can just stack a nice little second sombrero on top of McCarthy's head there. He can wear the double sombrero. I don't know how we would do a titanium sombrero. And the platinum sombrero looks good. And we can always just call it the McCarthy, too. He already has the platinum sombrero. Maybe we just call it the McCarthy at this point. What are they going to do? How does he think he's going to get the votes? He's obviously not getting the votes from the Freedom Caucus and the Republican holdouts. He's obviously not going to get the votes from the squad or the Democrats. And so we're going to get up here and we're going to witness this for the sixth time now, Kevin McCarthy losing the vote. This is hilarious stuff. And then watching the conservative, Republican, GOP, donor class, elitist establishment flailing and flopping around and going on Fox News saying, McCarthy will win. We have the votes. We just need to do it again. And anybody who's stopping this is the bad guy. Oh, yeah. Keep telling us how we're the bad guy and then expecting us to do what you want us to do. You jerk. Brian Lawler. Boy, a congressman-elect, Brian Lawler, and I already can't stand the guy before he even gets confirmed. Boy, bad move, Brian, from New York. You're going to be a one-term representative. Mark my words right here. Brian Lawler, one-term representative. Already showing himself as a swamp creature before he even gets sworn in. But hey, this is fine. This is all part of the process, ladies and gentlemen. Are we having fun in 2023 yet or what? All right, let me just take a deep breath because I got other news to cover. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get to it. I've gotten through most of the important stuff, and we're obviously monitoring this House vote, which is the big story here. But there is some other news I would like to report on. And I don't know when they're going to start or conclude this next vote. I'm stunned. Are they really going to do this? Are they really going to go 0 for 3 twice? And how dumb are they? What? Just amazing stuff. Have you ever seen... It's like an Idiocracy when they're doing the IQ test and they're trying to shove the circular block into the triangle section and they're just like, how do I do this? That's like the Republicans today. Crazy stuff. All right, let me just do this, ladies and gentlemen. We have to be on air. You know that. We know that. That's part of our role is to just stay on air at this point And you've done that. That's part of your role in this, to keep us on the air. And you have done just that by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, by sharing the links, by telling your friends and family we're live. And we make it easy on you by the great supplements we have at InfoWarsStore.com that we just look for the highest quality supplements. And then we bring them to you at the lowest price. So many of the supplements are 50% off right now, like top-selling, top-rated Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. Top-rated, top-selling Real Red Pill Plus, 50% off. Top-rated, top-selling DNA Force Plus, 50% off. All at InfoWarsStore.com, these great supplements. And that's just some of them. You hop on over to InfoWarsStore.com for yourself. You're going to find the whole InfoWars Platinum line, which just launched and is very popular. You're going to find some of the other InfoWars Life products like the Greens Fiber Caps, 50% off. You're going to find Brain Force Ultra, 50% off. You're going to find so much more like immune support, which is important during these winter months to have a strong immune system, obviously. 1776 Testosterone Boost, so much more. Best supplements at the best price. You're going to find them at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, monitoring Kevin McCarthy going for the double platinum sombrero. We'll hit some other news stories on the other side, too. Don't go anywhere. It's the Alex Jones Show. Filling in today, Owen Schroyer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
McCarthy sombrero, or the McCarthy platinum sombrero. We're still taking submissions here. Not official yet, but double platinum sombrero, leader in the clubhouse right now. All right, let me just do this. Let me just cover some other news here as we wait for the sixth vote to begin.
Nothing has changed since the first vote, really, but yeah,
it's all good. The establishment is that desperate to get their guy in, Kevin McCarthy. So here we go, though. Let's just look at some of this other news here. So the story about the murders, those gruesome stabbing murders in Idaho, finally had a suspect arrested, Brian Koberger. And the way they arrested this guy is very interesting. How FBI uses genetic genealogy websites to nail murder suspects like Idaho's Brian Koberger. Agents run DNA through public websites, find the suspect, then secretly and legally collect their DNA to match crime scene. Now, I actually looked at some legal takes and some crime blogs about this. And there seems to be a potential problem here with the DNA, with using the DNA from the website in the process of the courtroom. There could be some potential challenges to doing that. It's worked before, but it's failed before. And The legal takes that seemed to make the most sense to me said that the FBI should have requested a DNA test from him before admitting that this is how they got it, or get a DNA test from him before they admitted this is how they got it, because they could run into problems with that in the future. But nonetheless, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about, you've got these ancestry websites that you submit a DNA sample to, and then they, you know, tell you whatever your ancestry is, or wherever their science tells your heritage comes from, your countries or regions of origin, and you submit to that, and then that ends up being used as evidence in a crime. So, I don't know. That's a little, it's like, yeah, we want to catch murderers and stuff. We want to catch murderers and rapists, so okay, we use every tool necessary, but then there's the issue of, well, I mean, what about privacy? Very, very difficult issue, I think, right there. And it's amazing that it's not really getting the attention or the, having the conversation it deserves, but I guess I can see why with all the different distractions going on, even though they do continue to talk about this. So that's going to be interesting to see how that goes. But serious debate. You submit your DNA to an ancestry thing, and then it's used by law enforcement as evidence. Now, my guess is whenever you agree to the terms and conditions for these websites, they probably have something in there like this can be used for other purposes or law enforcement purposes or whatever, and you sign it, so you basically waive your rights. You basically give your DNA away. Kind of scary if you think about it. That's why I've never done this. So then there's the other issue of why would you ever do this and put yourself in a potentially compromising situation to begin with? But there it is. So that's going to be an ongoing story to watch. Then there's this nice little ditty. Ray Epps has hired an attorney, and Ray Epps' attorney was an FBI agent for 9 years. Well, I'm sure that's just a coincidence that Ray Epps' attorney is a FBI agent for 9 years. Just a coincidence, I'm sure. Just a coincidence. Let's see what the Democrats are up to over here. This is the party. Well, let me just explain the irony through some headlines here. Kathy Hochul and New York Democrats legalize human composting for eco-friendly burials in New York. So you already have this in California. You already have this in New York. It's Soylent Green. It's going to be Soylent Green soon. You know. Oh, you want to eat meat? Well, you're going to have to eat people then. Because we're saving the planet from climate change. Human composting for eco-friendly burials in New York. So now the California Democrats and the New York Democrats are into human composting. That's what they think about human life. And then there was this in Portland. An anti-abortion billboard in northeast Portland was removed after it was vandalized with the words, "Kill them kids," spray painted over the sign and X's crossed over a photographed baby's eyes. Now, I can see a potential chance that maybe this is a little culture jamming, and maybe somebody that wanted to do a little culture jamming showing how liberals love killing kids and call it an abortion. Or I could see, I mean, this is Portland, that this is genuinely some crazed, whacked out leftist liberal Democrat that really does love abortion and hates the pro-life people and hates the pro-life politics and decided to do this. Nonetheless, there you go. There you see it. We know who loves abortion in this country. It's Democrats. More proof. Unearthed video shows animal rights activists Liberal Democrat Jane Goodall calling for depopulating the earth to solve climate change. Ding, 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 ding. There you go. Maybe now you know why they love abortion so much. 60 Minutes rings in the new year with doomsday message from anti-human eugenicist Paul Ehrlich. Humanity is not sustainable. And while I understand some of the logic he points out, there's also direct data and evidence that that's not how it goes. They used to say that as the population is going to be going up, that the food supply is going to become scarce. But that's not really been the case. Look at America. Our population continues to go up, and we continue to have excess food.
which they also say is bad because we have too much food. So they say, you're not going to have enough food because there's too many people. By the way, you're also bad because you have too much food and you throw it away. But even Elon Musk was calling out Paul Ehrlich as a eugenicist and anti-human and re-fortifying his stance as being pro-human. So good for Elon Musk there. Now, why is all this ironic to me? So here's just a small stack of news just showing you how much Democrats, or I should say, how little Democrats value life, how little Democrats care about humanity. But then there's always cases of irony where you kind of scratch your head and they seem like they care about humanity all of a sudden and life all of a sudden for a second. Missouri defies Democrat politician, executes evil transgender child murderer. And this was the case of Amber McLaughlin. Now, Amber McLaughlin is a demonic individual who raped and killed minors and stalked others. And then, magically, as soon as she was facing the death penalty, or he was facing the death penalty, decided to become a woman. So Scott McLaughlin was convicted of raping a 14-year-old girl in 1992. He then stalked and brutally raped and murdered his ex-girlfriend in 2003. And so was placed on death row and then changed to a girl. And then all the liberal Democrats came out and said, there's never been a woman executed in the state of Missouri. There's never been a woman executed with the death penalty in X many years. This is so bad. Why would you kill a woman? Why would you kill the death penalty? Well, wait a second. Whoa. You guys are pro-abortion. You kill innocent babies. You guys, I've got dozens, hundreds, thousands of statements from you saying we need to get rid of humanity and depopulate the planet, stop from climate change. I mean, I've got all your clips, all your stories, everything, all the anti-human crap. But now that you have a rapist and a murderer, now you care about life? The innocent baby's life that you want to suck out of the womb with a vacuum, you're not moved by that. But a rapist and a murderer, now you value life. Does that not tell you everything about the Democrat Party? And by the way, folks, in this Gateway Pundit story and all over the internet, I got one right here from India Urban. We've got Congresswoman Cori Bush, all these other liberal Democrats complaining about capital punishment. Well, what about all the babies you've sentenced to capital punishment? You never even committed a crime. So, they don't value the innocent life of a baby. They don't value the innocent life and just humanity generally on this planet. They want to kill it. They want to depopulate. They want to kill all the babies. But then when there's a rapist murderer, all of a sudden they care about their life. So they don't care about any life until it's a rapist murderer. They don't care about any life until it's a demonic, satanic, disgusting, twisted, psychotic individual. Does that not tell you everything you need to know about these people? Who they are, what they stand for, what they represent, where they're getting their frequency from? Innocent babies, slaughter them all. Humanity on the planet, end it. Oh, the convicted rapist and murderer? Protect that life at all costs. And if you don't protect that life, you're a bad person. Wow. Liberals, Democrats. When they show you who they are, believe them.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.